Have a good day.
Put us here today. That child is just as precious in God's eyes as your life is. You know that inside. I know that because God puts that little conscience inside of us where He speaks to us and tells us what's right and wrong. And I can see you're battling with that right now, right?
Yeah.
Please do the right thing and don't take the child's life.
How far along are you? Do you know?
I'm like 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Yeah. It's about that time, not long after that your baby's child's heart beats and is this your first pregnancy?
No, this is my second.
Yeah.
And I'm scared.
Yeah. Did you have an abortion for your first child too?
No.
Oh, how old's your child?
My child's 4 months.
Yeah.
Oh man, so you know how precious that life is.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just scared to be a mom again.
Yeah. Are you being a mom alone? Do you have any help or support? Do you have any help from your family?
Yeah, they help me, but it's just really hard because I see other people struggle with two kids, and I'm kind of iffy. I want to just go in there and ask questions.
Do you know what they're going to tell you?
No.
They're going to tell you to abort your child. They don't care about you in here. They care about the money you bring to abort your child. That they're in business to make money.
Have a great day. God bless you.
That's why they're here. I mean, we could point you to adoption services. We have we know of a family that's ready to adopt a baby right now, or just a phone call away. And we could put you in touch with people who will help meet your needs. You know, your prenatal care and the most. I'm sorry, your name is
Maggie.
I'm Tony.
Maggie, I'm Tony.
Maggie, the most important thing is that you know in your heart that God sees abortion as murder. Because your baby was created in the image of God, just as you were. God has already numbered the hairs on your baby's head, just as He did for you. And to have an abortion is to murder the image of God. Do you have any spiritual beliefs? Are you? Do you go to church regularly?
No.
No. Well.
I mean, I thought about adoption, but yeah. I can't let go of my child like that. No.
Well, but you're going to let go of your child like this.
I know, but.
Maggie, you're still going to be the mother of this baby. If you were to go through with this, you'd simply be the mother of a dead baby. You're always going to be this child's mother. Always. And the Word of God says that no murderer can enter into the kingdom of God. When you say you're a Christian, what does that mean?
I don't know. My mom just told me we're Christian.
Your mom told you were Christian? Okay. So what do you think happens to a person when they die?
They reincarnate?
No, that's not what the Bible says. That's not a Christian belief. No. The Bible says that it's appointed once for a person to die, and after that, the judgment. When we die, we stand before God to give an account for our life, and He judges us according to His law. It's a law that He's written on our hearts. You know it's wrong to lie, because you know God is truth. You know it's wrong to harbor bitterness or resentment. Sure, absolutely. Of course you can. Of course.
Hello?
No.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Oh, there it is. There's the one.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait.
The decoration's inside now. Okay. Star.
Okay. I'll try talking to them.
Here you go. Here's another one.
So Maggie, when we stand before God and He judges us according to His law, if He finds that we've sinned against Him in any way, and we all have, I mean, we've all lied, we've all done things we know that are dishonoring and displeasing to God. We know that because God's given us a conscience. He's got to do what's right because He's a good God. And what God has described as the punishment for sin is eternity in hell. In fact, to even have the thought of hatred in our heart, to even have the thought of murder in our heart, God sees the same as actually committing the murder. But that same God, Maggie, and there's only one, that same God who is angry with the wicked, that same God who will judge the world in righteousness, is also loving, merciful, gracious, and kind. And He showed that great love when He sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. Fully God. Huh? What's scaring you? Am I scaring you?
No, it's just like the whole thought of it. Like,
the whole thought of
like,
going through with this?
Yeah.
Well, that, Maggie, that's your conscience at work because you know it's wrong. The killing your baby is not going to make your problems go away. Because you know this is wrong. You know this is wrong in your heart, and you know this is wrong in the eyes of God. And the Bible says that it's the fear of the Lord that's the beginning of wisdom. Sometimes being afraid, Maggie, sometimes being scared is a good thing. You know, getting scared keeps us from driving 110 miles an hour down Sepulveda. What's that? You mean of your baby, ultrasounds? No. To let you see your baby?
No, I mean, like, do they show, like, a video before you go inside there? Because I would really like to see a video. And if I see a lot of pain. Because my cousin says to just in. And, like, if you hear anybody and you see people come out really showing, if I get scared, to just get out.
Well, Maggie, we're here every week. And we see the people coming in and we see them coming out. And not only is there pain for you, but your baby feels pain. Your baby feels pain because your baby is a human being just like you. But you can't hear your baby scream. You have a son right now?
I have a daughter.
Daughter, and she's 4 months old? And what's her name?
Isabella.
Isabella. And I have no doubt, Maggie, that you love Isabella with all your heart, right? I mean, 4 months after having her, I'm sure you have no thought in your mind of killing Isabella.
Oh, no.
No, of course not. Because you're a mother, and mothers love their children. You need to see yourself as a mother of this little child, too. You are. Because this baby is as Isabella was, as you carried her in the womb, as you carried her inside you.
I just want to see for myself, like.
What is it that you want to see?
I want to see people come out of there and like see how they come out, like, and then like if once I'm there, and if I can't do it, because I have a feeling that I won't be able to go through that whole place.
But Maggie, you're not going to see that. They're not going to let you see
I
that.
I know, but I mean, like, my cousin says that people walk out like really like pale.
Yeah.
And. Because, I think, yes. I need to see that and like be in that chair and then be like, you know what, I can do it, because I think I'm a backup. Like,
but Maggie, once you go inside, they are very convincing. They're very good at what they do. They're very good at what they do. They murder for a living. As many as 50 babies a day will be murdered here. And they expect young ladies like you to come in scared and with doubts. And they'll convince you that the baby in your womb is not really a baby, but just a blob of tissues or a parasite, and that you're going to be better off without this baby. They're going to tell you all of those things, Maggie, because they want your money. We're not out here because we want your money. We're out here because we care about you as a human being, and we care about your child. And when God sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man and without sin. Jesus lived a perfect life that you and I can't live. He never once sinned in thought, word, or deeds. He's God in the flesh. And then he voluntarily went to the cross, Maggie. He suffered and died a horrible death. Yeah. As horrible a death as these babies face in here. And he did that not because he had sinned, but he did that to take upon himself the punishment we deserve for our sins against him. And then he forever defeated sin and death when he rose from the grave. And Maggie, what God commands of you is the same thing he commands of me and my friend Don and all people everywhere. And that's that we repent, that we turn from these sinful thoughts, turn from these sinful actions, and turn to Jesus Christ by faith and receive him as our Lord and our Savior. And he'll give us a new heart with new desires. Your life won't ever be perfect. But with Jesus Christ, you'll have a future hope. You'll have the hope of one day being with him for all eternity. And in those times when it seems very difficult to raise two children, you can lean on him. The Bible says that for those who know him, that he never leaves them or forsakes them. All the people in the world could leave you, but Jesus never will. And he gives a kind of love to us that we can't even give to each other. But you know God doesn't want you to murder this child.
I know he doesn't.
How old are you, Maggie?
I'm 20.
20? Yeah.
I know he doesn't, but I just feel as like I need to like experience it. Not experience like going through it right now, because I'm still thinking about it. I just feel like I need to go inside there, and once I'm inside there, I think I'm going to seriously back out, because I just was seeing a lot of stuff, and I just feel like I need to experience it and not go through it.
Let me show you. There's no scary pictures in there, but this is your child. This is your child growing inside you right now. They're not going to show you a picture like that inside. They're not, Maggie.
Can I take this and try to read it?
Well, you can of course take it, but I would urge you, Maggie, not to go. I can't stop you, obviously, and I'm doing the best I can to talk to you, but Maggie, going inside that place, Maggie, is one step closer to doing what you know in your heart. Watch yourself. One step closer to doing what you know in your heart. You already know in your heart this is wrong. You already know this. God has given you a conscience, and you're scared because you know this is wrong. And we're here to help. We care as much about you as we care about your baby. And if you need help with prenatal care, finding a good doctor, if you need help with baby supplies, we're here to help. We want to give to you. The people inside just want to take away.
I don't know. I don't think I would go through it. I want to see.
Well, Maggie, we'll be out here. And please, I
think about that adoption thing. Like, really, two things that I think
we could help with that, Maggie. We could help with that. One phone number on here. There's a lot of resources here, Maggie, and I put my name and my phone number on the bottom. And we're still going to be out here for a while. So, Maggie, I can't stress this enough, Maggie. To go through with this is to murder your child and to sin against the God you know. And with adoption as an option and with people who are willing to help you, Maggie, there's no reason to kill your child today. So please let us help you.
Okay?
All right. Be right here. I'm praying for you right now, Maggie.